MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Get on that soapbox and dial us right now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, our number is 888-723-4630.
So we have to give the score to Verlaine.
I would say 4.9, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because on second thought, I think as much as I think the pictures are okay, they could use some improvement when it comes to focusing. So
what should she do, the tripod thing?
You should use a tripod, and I think, well, first tell me your score, and then I'll give you a tip.
4.9.
Ah, there you go, 4.9. Applause. Very good, Verlaine. From Verlaine_Vault. Verlaine, by the way, is a top-rated seller, and she has 100% positive feedback.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Now, so here's a tip for sellers. So the first thing is using a tripod, although I know it can be a bit of a hassle sometimes. If your handheld camera photos are not absolutely sharp, then you should use a tripod. You may also try increasing the amount of light that you're using. And then another problem that has, even if you're doing both of those things, there's something in the world of photography known as depth of field. And depth of field kind of flummoxes sellers who aren't really photography experienced. And the depth of field is the amount, if you take the front of the camera and you measure in feet away from the camera towards what you're shooting, there is a distance within there that is called the depth of field. That is where anything within that distance is going to be in focus. And what determines the how far away from the camera the depth of field is and how long the depth of field is are several things within the camera. And the film cameras that we used to use, there were two things. There's the shutter size, the aperture size, and shutter speed. Both of those could, you know, make a difference in the depth of field. But aperture size being the biggest one. Now, with the digital camera, that's not always pretty evident. And if you've got it set on automatic, which most of us do, it makes because it's easier, then sometimes the depth of field won't work. And, you know, most cameras will have what is called the focusing point. So you point your camera at the item, like this projector. And I'm looking, by the way, at the picture that shows the bulb as an example of depth of field issues. And if you focus it on the front of the camera, then it will set that as the focus point. And depending upon the other settings in the camera, you may get the rest of the camera that's farther away from you in this particular view may be in focus, maybe not. The best way to do this when you're taking like I do this with shoes. So, for example, if I'm taking a picture of a pair of shoes and I have them facing the camera the long way, but I want them to all be in the entire shoe to be in focus when I'm getting close to it, is I'll actually move the camera back on the tripod pretty far back and use my zoom on the camera to then zoom in and frame the item within the frame. And that, although it's not always precise, that's the best way with a digital camera to quickly get a longer depth of field. Then when you focus on the front of the item, your chances are much better that you're going to capture in full focus the rest of the item that's farther away from the camera lens. Does that make sense?
It does.
It's hard to, without visuals, to actually express that. So I'm hoping how I framed it is actually makes sense.
Well, Verlaine, 4.9 is a very good score.
It's great.
So I'm very mess happy with your pictures a little bit in the future, and we'd like you to have the that it came in the original box.
Oh,
somewhere
in the
title
would
be nice.
Box, yes.
So we gave you a 4.9, which is almost perfect. That is a very good score. Thank you very much. If you would like your listing dished, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 and give the phone screener your item number, and we'll be happy to do it for you. Now we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Lee and Griff, how you guys doing?
Well, we laugh because it's so radio.
Yeah, it's so El Segundo.
These reports are so radio.
Well, definitely. Well, for today's shipping tip, I want to talk about shipping internationally and specifically about customs forms. I know the global shipping program is obviously great for products that are valued over $50, but if you're selling lower cost items that, like many eBay sellers are, below $50, they probably are shipping the packages themselves. And one question I see a lot in message boards deals with just customs forms in general and kind of figuring out which customs form to use and how do you get it on your package and so forth. So here is the skinny on customs forms. The USPS has three types of customs forms. Really, only two are commonly used, though. The first one is only one page, and it's named PS Form 2976. This is the form that's normally used with first-class mail international. Since it's only one page, you don't necessarily need to put it in an envelope at all. If you can print the form onto an adhesive label or use a thermal printer, you can put it right on the package itself. But if you do have regular paper, you can also put it into the USPS-provided envelope and attach that to the package. The second customs form is actually five pages long, and it's referred to PS Form 2976A. So the only difference is that little A number at the end. This is the form you normally use when you ship with Priority Mail International or Priority Mail Express International. And while it looks a little bit different than the one-page form, it essentially has all the same info, including delivery address, product details, country of origin, all the basic stuff. This form must be placed in a special window envelope, very important. That envelope is called the 2976E, for E for envelope. USPS provides that for free, that envelope. It's a window envelope. And at the bottom of each of the page of these customs forms, you'll see a little note that describes kind of what each form's for. As the package is going through the delivery process, each person will kind of take a form for their records. So you'll see a post office will be on there. The seller will have, like, their own copy they'll keep. Post office will keep a record. Customs will keep a record. And when that package finally makes it to its buyer, there's usually only one page left in the customs form. And the third and final option of customs forms, it's not very common. It's called PS Form 6182. This is really not even relevant for eBay sellers. It's used only when you ship with Global Express Guaranteed, which is the USPS's kind of overnight international delivery service. So it's not commonly used with eBay sellers. So if you're shipping with First Class International, you're going to be using the one-page form. If you're using Priority Mail or Priority Mail Express International, you're going to be using the five-page form. Of course, Stamps.com does all this form selecting for you automatically, so we try to make it simple. And with that, that's all the skinny on customs forms. I'm going to send it back to you, Lee and Griff.
Yeah, and that's a lot of good skinny. Thank you so much, Eric Nash.
Thanks, Eric.
From Stamps.com. We appreciate that. So, Griff, I've been doing a lot of shopping on eBay.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I found a pair of my Onyx shoes in size 6, so I bought that.
Oh.
And
yes.
I took my money that my kids and my husband gave me for Mother's Day, and I bought my smartwatch.
What's a smartwatch?
A smartwatch. If you were to text me right now,
yeah,
my wrist would tingle.
Oh, I've got that. What kind of phone do you have?
I have a Sony smartwatch.
Oh, I have a Samsung Gear 2 Neo 2.
Oh,
I just got it. I bought it on eBay from the Daily Deals.
I got this on, I think this was a Daily Deal also.
Yeah, and mine's really cool.
Mine's cooler. I'm sure of it.
Okay, yours is cooler.
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez.
Tell us why yours is cool.
I'll tell you why it's cool.
Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Oh, I played this game before. Someone always ends up with a broken tooth.
It's true.
I bought it on the Daily Deals, and it syncs. It's made specifically to sync to certain Samsung phones. And I was dubious. I bought one a month or so ago from a seller that was selling refurbished gears. That's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And it never worked. So I had to ship it back and get a refund. And it was not a pleasant experience to get these. This company made it so difficult to get a refund. Well, then another company had them up on the Daily Deal. They were new. And I said, well, I'm going to do it this time. And the price was right. And it came yesterday, and I charged it up. And I thought, I'm going to be a skeptic. This will be just another device that's going to end up in a drawer. I'm never going to use it. And by golly, was I wrong. Because this thing is fantastic. I can answer the phone. And that's a big problem for me because I hate pulling my phone out of the wallet. I don't walk around with my phone like most people today.
Now, on the gear, can you actually talk into your phone, or do you have to have a headset on?
I can talk into the phone.
With no headset?
No headset. I can dictate text. It's hard to type on one of these, but I can speak a text if I want to respond.
And did those apps come automatically with it? Because I'll tell you why. The Sony Smartwatch 2 comes blank, and you put the apps on that you want. That kind of threw me a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, but I'm enjoying it just because I don't get a lot of text, thank God.
Well,
just from you, the family, my team, you know, that's it. And so I love to be able to, you know, be out and about, not have to go get my phone out of my purse. It tells me when I get a phone call. The actual texts come right up on the screen.
Well, I'm loving this. I'm just, I'm totally mad. For my
now, have you put the eBay app yet? Because I haven't done the eBay app yet.
Well, No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't try to have the eBay app. But I get my eBay notifications on the.
That's what I mean.
You can get the notifications.
Yeah. That's good. Oh well, we're smartwatch guys.
Well, you know, for a couple of fit fuddy duddies.
Not bad.
This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. You whippersnappers, call us now at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Ask Griffin Lee.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Join eBay education specialist Social Sandy Garcia and learn how search engines work, basic search vocabulary, and how you can be in control. The webinar is free Wednesday, May 28th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 262.
When it comes to inventory, management is crucial. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as Diva Dawn LV. She has this tip on mistakes sellers make.
The first mistake they make is not having separate storage places or landing places for listed and unlisted inventory, so commingling all that stuff. Retail stores take deliveries in the back door. It doesn't walk in and line up alongside the things you have listed. So why would you combine all your inventory in one place? You want to keep them separate. You can see if you're running low listed inventory, if you need to restock, or if you're getting too much that you haven't got listed yet.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Come on over at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
So we got to contact us from Tammy.
Tammy?
In Fort Wayne, Indiana, known as Urban 802.
Yes.
And it's kind of long, so I've shortened it for you, okay?
Oh, I love that.
All right. Had a buyer open a case against me yesterday for item not as described.
Mm-hmm.
She was wanting to return the item because the color wasn't to her taste. Mm. Under the details of the case, it stated the following. The buyer chose other as the problem with the item. Mm. But when she did this, it automatically opened a case. And her question is, she also called the eBay care people and all this and spent about an hour with the eBay case escalation team to find out why it opened a case when the buyer chose other. And she's getting conflicting reports. And her question is, she thought that when a buyer chose other, it wouldn't automatically open a case.
That's not true, actually.
Okay, so the buyer can choose anything to open a case. Is that correct?
No. There are, if it's a it depends on which flow they're in. So if it's I changed my mind or the item doesn't fit or I no longer want the item or I found it somewhere else, those don't count. But I believe other actually does. So do I think that's smart? No, I don't, but don't get me started. What they can do is so she says that the reason for wanting to return the item was because she didn't like the color or the color was misrepresented.
She said they didn't like the color.
If she wants to, the case has been open, I would escalate that. So not liking the color, that's not a good reason.
So the result is she closed the case.
Who closed the case?
The buyer closed the case, which she says now counts against me.
Right, it does. And there's nothing she can do about it.
Hmm.
If she's not using, I'm assuming she's not using the return hassle-free returns. So if that's the case, and I believe it must be because of the way this flow went, let me utilize this again as another opportunity to say, there may be a reason in your head that you're not using hassle-free returns. You are doing yourself and your buyers a disservice. Take it from me. If you want to reduce the risk of these kinds of cases being opened, you will opt in to hassle-free returns, which will reduce dramatically the possibility that someone who's returning an item because they don't like the item is going to end up with it, opening a case.
So
I know when I was in person, I heard this from a few people. I'm hearing it from less and less as more and more sellers say, yes, you should be in this. But I'm hearing from sellers very, very irrational reasons for not wanting to opt in to hassle-free returns. And they're all wrong. If you are not using hassle-free returns and you're selling on eBay as a business, you're doing yourself and your buyers a disservice.
So how would this have turned out differently if she
The flow for returns, for hassle-free returns, is a lot clearer. And if it was that she didn't like the color, she could state at the top, one of the reasons is, no longer want the item, and if she had stated item is not described, she could then have a better chance of actually fighting it. Do I think these processes are right? Let me give you my honest opinion.
Please
now that we're 2 months out of this. No, I don't. Personally, I think there's a lot that needs to be changed in order to make this right. Will it happen? I'm optimistic it will. I'm sad that it didn't happen when we launched the new standards, but I'm pretty sure this will get fixed. But in the meantime, if you want to reduce your risk of this happening, you will opt into hassle-free returns, and you will make it very clear in all communications to your buyers that if they're not happy with the item, that you are willing and eager and happy to take a return, because you don't want an unhappy buyer. When you reduce, when you make that clear to a buyer, a customer, it reduces their anxiety that they're about to get into a battle with a seller about returning the item. If you say to a buyer when they've bought the item, before they buy it in the description, when they buy it in your email messages, and afterwards in the collateral in the package, if you make it clear, hey, I'm here for you. If you don't like this item, I'm willing to take it back. No problem. That reduces the chance that the buyer's going to say, well, the only way I know I'm going to win this war with this battling seller who's, you know, going to fight me on a return is to just say item not as described, because I know that eBay will back me up. If you reduce that seller, that buyer's anxiety about this by being open about your professionalism and taking returns, it won't happen. You won't get these buyers jumping to those conclusions. How do I know? Because I do it and it works. That's how I know.
So opt in to hassle-free returns.
Yes. And I've and if you've got an excuse or reason why you don't, I don't want to hear it. I've heard them all in the last six.
I'd like to hear it.
I'm tired of them. I've heard them for 6 months and they're all wrong.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them are wrong.
Opt in to hassle-free returns.
Just do it.
Period.
Just do it.
Okay.
And after you do, you will be his. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, I don't know why Dusty got in my head. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Our lines are open at 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global 2 for 5. Opt into hassle-free returns.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail, historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit cabbagewithak.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.